This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. The average divorce in the U.S. costs $15,000, and that total doesn't include the emotional and mental energy drain that sucks your ability to focus on building a happy and successful life and business. So how do you prevent this from happening? Quite simple. Pick the right person in the first place. Our next guest, Tracy Fagan, is a dating coach and author of Gratitude, Giggles, and Grace. She has learned the hard way that marrying Mr. Wrong is a very costly decision on many fronts. She promotes the philosophy being single is much better than settling for Mr. or Mrs. Wrong. Tracy, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. It's nice to be here.
Hey, thanks for coming out today. So tell us about your current philosophy that seems pretty straightforward. So how did you arrive to that belief?
Well, 20 years ago, my MO for dating was very different than what it is now. It kind of went along the lines of date a guy, marry him, have a kid, divorce him, date the next guy, marry him, divorce him. And it was after the emotional, mental, and financial destruction of marriage number two, which included major mental issues as well as financial bankruptcy, all that good stuff, I knew I had to get off the crazy train. So I received some counseling and life coaching that helped me not only recognize the negative patterns that I was living, but it also helped me create new healthy patterns, which have resulted in personal growth and a much more vibrant and fulfilling life. And it was once I started choosing to live differently in my relationship world that I started noticing other aspects of my life were impacted for the better as well. And it's this transition that I really like to help coach my clients to experience and move through.
You say being single is much better than settling. How can that be?
Well, the fact of the matter is, no one can love and respect you more than you love and respect yourself. In that same manner, you can't love anyone else or respect them enough to change their self-image. So you need to stop trying to find your own self-worth and trying to give and give and give to someone else so they love themselves. And this dynamic works if there's true love, you can respect yourself and respect your partner. If not, it ends up just being an energy drain that ends up taking a ton of time and energy on everyone's part.
So how do you know what your Mr. or Mrs. Right looks like? Everybody's looking for that.
Mine is tall, dark, and handsome. Thank you very much. No, honestly, that is a great question. And there's actually a process to go through of really defining what this person looks like. And in a nutshell, it starts out with defining the have-to-haves and the like-to-haves for your ideal mate. The have-to-haves are things like basic core characteristics and values. And then the like-to-haves are more, you know, the cherry or the icing on top. So once you define these core values and characteristics that your partner must have, things like, for example, I've got a daughter, so it's very important that my Mr. Right has a love for a family and kids. And then after that, it's the other stuff is the icing on top, like, well, will they go skiing with me? And actually, I've got an e-workbook that people can download that will actually walk you through this process of creating Mr. and Mrs. Right's job description.
We are joined by Tracy Fagan, dating coach and author of Gratitude, Giggles, and Grace here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tracy, how strict are you with your have-to-haves, and isn't there a shortage of good single men and women out there?
The thing is, you have to have faith that that person exists. And they are out there. You just have to look for them. And as we talked about before with the have-to-haves, the person has to have those elements. And if they're not, then you just need to let them go. And by continuing to hold the faith that this person exists, the person you're looking for will show themselves. Now, one of the things with the have-to-haves is if somebody doesn't possess all of the criteria you're looking for, it doesn't make them a bad person or not a Mr. Right. It's just not your Mr. Right. It's kind of like if you were writing a job description for a brain surgeon, and one of the have-to-haves, I hope, would be that he would have a medical degree and have several years of specialized training. Now, it would be great if he played co-ed softball, since the hospital has a team that they're usually a player too short with. So let's say a really nice lawyer comes along and applies for the position of brain surgeon, and he's a great softball player. But you're not going to overlook the fact that he's never operated on a brain before just so that you could have a winning hospital softball team. It's kind of that same analogy in dating and selecting your perfect mate.
I love that analogy. Now, I've heard many concerns about the safety of online dating, mainly not knowing who is really behind that online profile. What have you found to be the case?
I have found that people are people, no matter where or how you meet them. I do have to share with you that the only time I have ever been asked out by a seasoned criminal, it was actually through an introduction from a woman I've been friends with since high school. I don't totally hold it against her, since she didn't know his criminal status when she suggested we go out. But when I met the guy, he gave me the creeps, so I declined the date. So to get around this, whether you meet someone online or through a friend or at a bar, you have to follow your gut and use your basic dating safety methods. I help clients create safety procedures and protocols for dating. And I know that sounds extremely official, but there, many of them are just the basics that mom taught you growing up. You know, where are you going? Who are you going to be with? When are you going to be back? That sort of thing.
Tracy, where can our listeners connect with you online, get more information, tap into your services and expertise, and also pick up that book, Gratitude, Giggles, and Grace?
Well, you can visit my website, datingsurvivalinfo.com, and there's an ongoing blog that I continue to post various thoughts and experiences and ways to kind of better prepare yourself to get out there and search for that Mr. and Mrs. Right in your life, as well as order my book, Gratitude, Giggles, and Grace.
All right, and in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy, mentally stronger, and or fit?
I would say the main thing is don't waste another day in a non-relationship or a wrong relationship. If you long for that connection, just set your standards and set them high. You've got to love yourself and get out there and authentically share yourself with the world. It's always amazing to me the people that you'll end up meeting, and a few that you probably wish that you wouldn't have met, but every person you interact with, they're either the one or one step closer to the one. So a second philosophy that I've subscribed to is you can't make Mr. Wrong right, and you can't make Mr. Right wrong. So in other words, you can't screw up the right thing. And if it doesn't feel totally right in your gut, there's nothing you can do to change it. So get out now and start living.
Well said. That was Tracy Fagan, dating coach and author of Gratitude, Giggles, and Grace. And the website of reference is datingsurvivalinfo.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Tracy, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.